typically, if a depository institution is coming in for approval, like a bank or a credit union, they're really more apt to seek the seller and servicer approval of this because they have the balance sheet capacity to do so. On the other hand, independent mortgage bankers typically apply for the seller only because they don't have that balance sheet capacity, and they've been used to selling on a servicing release basis. But that isn't always the case because we'll have depositories that choose not to service, and we'll have independents that will retain servicing. But one of the motivators really to apply for servicing approval in addition to the seller approval is really the value that that entity is placing on the relationship with the borrower and the cross-sell opportunities that come with keeping that borrower relationship. So that, again, is a huge motivator, especially in the credit union space. Assuming that a lender's balance sheet and available cash on hand can sustain the cash flow differences between released and retained executions, and the economics for retaining servicing are desirable, it really makes sense for lenders to retain servicing on at least a portion of their productions.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Thanks for listening.